Thank you for the question, Zanice, and for the response, Dr. Roy. Dianetta, would you like to ask the next question?
In my experience, I've been in classes where there have been a lot of students of color, and I've also been in classes where there have been a lot of white students. So my question is, why does it seem like white students get more opportunities when it comes to placement in these higher level classes?
Yeah, well, certainly the courses are open to everyone, but I think what happens, it's not just a high school issue. We have to start farther back. And when students are in elementary school, middle school, we're laying the groundwork for courses. And if we do a better job of engaging students, and especially around reading early on, and improving literacy skills, then those opportunities are open to students as they get to the higher level courses. So one of the solutions to that problem that you describe is the early literacy work we're doing in the district, which has been an intense focus on K-1-2, because we know that when students are reading at or above grade level by the end of grade 3, much higher likelihood of success in middle and high school and being able to access AP courses and honors courses successfully. And so that work early on, it seems a long way from high school, but that work early on has been really successful in helping students of all backgrounds and all races to achieve at higher reading levels at those early levels. So just quick numbers, whereas only about 4 in 10 entering kindergartners, this is for everybody, not broken out by race, but 4 in 10 entering kindergartners are on pace, meaning 6 in 10 are already behind when they enter kindergarten, and this goes to preschool experiences and the importance of that. By the end of kindergarten, 85%, 88%, 89%, depending on the year, of kindergartners are where we need them to be at the end of kindergarten, or above where we need them to be. This year's second grade class, this year's second grade class, with the pandemic, the years kind of blurred together. I don't know about for you too, but 72% of all second graders were where they needed to be to start the year, compared to only that 4%, 44% or 40% when they enter kindergarten. That's the real long-term work that plays a part in it. The other part is making the effort to encourage students to take those courses. Because if you're not encouraged to, it can be scary to take an honors course, especially if you are the only student of color, one of a handful.